to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review. And as you can see, I'm having it basically done in the wine room. So I created the wine room. I could get you a tour to see what's going on, but why bother? No, but since it's been in the 90s, high 80s lately here in Georgia, I wanted to start breaking open a lot of my white wine. So I wanted to have a French white wine. So I wanted to go with this, what is it, a Bernard Maguez? I'm not even gonna try it. But it's a Côtes du Rhône Village Coupe de Rhône. So what does that all mean? Well, it's basically a Viognier based white blend from France. You know, when we're hitting some things from France, it's gonna be pretty dry. But with this, it's pretty good. And I wanted to try something from France like a Viognier because I had a lot of beer drinkers. So I had a lot of Corona drinkers, a lot of, with a, you know, with a twist of lime inside of that. So a lot of my friends and was talking about, yeah, I'm not a big wine drinker. So what is something that's similar to something? I like my light beers, I want something, but with that tanginess on that end, and I like to put the lime in there. So I said, you know what? One of them that may give you that flavor is a Viognier, and dry at that. So I wanted to try that. And what I did with this one was, you know, I cracked it open yesterday, but it was room temperature. I didn't chill it. So I was able to get a different kind of taste to it. It was kind of bland. It didn't really, flavors didn't pop. So let's get a whiff of this one. So really good lemony, a lemony, almost floral. Trying to catch the floral. I'm not sure because I'm not a good flowers guy. So, but it has that floral. If you put your nose into like a flower bed, you smell some of that. But pretty crisp as well. And keep my nose in that because it's nice. It's a lot nicer when it's a lot more chilled. So, let's get a taste of this. Pretty heavy. Acidity is really high on that. So, you know, almost to that point, I did get that kind of like bitter beer taste in a sense, but with a little better complexity. So I'm getting that lemony rind taste. It's dry, but you know, you get some that tannins that's on the tongue that you normally don't get with a lot of white wine. But it's an interesting taste. So it's a Coupe de Rhône. And again, this is a really nice sit down. It's not gonna be a lot of flavors in this though. So if you're looking to try to get some flavor, some fruitier flavors or something like a buttery, woodsy, this is not high with the wood taste or even smell, but it has that kind of lime, lemony bitterness in it. But when it's chilled, it goes down a lot smoother. So I really kind of like it as a great sit down because I was in the yard drinking it yesterday. But it wasn't giving me, it tastes a lot better when it's colder. When it's like a little room temperature, it starts to get a little flatter, so you're not getting the tanginess out of that. But pretty good. This is something that I would recommend, because even after that, we had dinner and we had like an Alfredo sauce. Little creamier, didn't match with the creaminess, but it did. We had some like basil and other little kind of like oregano and all of that in there. You're getting some of that popping out of that too, so I kind of like that. So as a combination of all of that, it has a lot of herbal this in it. Not as good as a Sauvignon Blanc, because I usually like my herbal, my grassiness, more vegetable type with my Sauvignon Blanc, but really crisp as well. Not really getting you that. It's not as good as a Pinot Grigio either, which is more crisp and clean. It's not as clean, but it's dry too, so it's gone. So you notice I took two sips, because normally I can get me a good one sip and it's lasting, but it's dry, so I had to kind of say, did I taste what I really taste from that? So I'm gonna show you the region and the Côtes du Rhône. This is a village. A lot of people said villages, but it's French, it's a village. But it's a Viognier. So look up Viognier, you can find out what kind of grape that is, and you can find a little from that. So Viognier is, to me, a cross right in the middle of a Pinot Gris and a Sauvignon Blanc. So right in between there, that's that kind of flavor and things from that. So if you get a chance and you want something within that range, or if you want something like a really crisp, light, Corona-based wine, Viognier, try that out. And if you don't taste it in that way, leave your comments. Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube. Bougie Black Bro, get some photos on there on Instagram and Twitter, so you get to see that on there as well. Facebook, Bougie Black Brother Network, and go to the website, urbanwinelife.com. So it's right there, or bougieblackbrother.com, and then you have that link that can take you directly to the reviews, and you can go find them from that. So that's me, Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. It's our weekly wine review. Côtes du Rhône, it's the Côtes du Rhône au Village Viognier based white blend. Oh, $20. It's a $20 price point. I forgot to blow that in. But try to get it under the subscription brands, and you can, if you buy a multiple one, it brings your price down within the mid-teens. But a $20 base. So if you get that, try your luck. But I think it's a good wine, and I think it's worth it. Michael saying peace until next week, Fridays on Urban Wine Life. And if you didn't see it, Urban Wine Life. Thank you.